The disciple named praise. The name Judas does not mean betrayal, it means praise. That fact alone should stop us for a moment, because names throughout Scripture carry meaning, identity, and purpose. They are rarely random. Judas comes from Judah, the same tribal line from which Jesus himself came, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And suddenly the story becomes more layered than we expected. The man that religion has taught us to see as the ultimate villain shares the very lineage associated with praise, kingship, and Messiah. Even the original Judah in Genesis carries a striking pattern. When Joseph's brothers wanted to kill him, Judah intervened and suggested something different. Deliver him. Hand him over. Sell him. Generations later, Judas does something remarkably similar with Jesus. The parallels are difficult to ignore. It begins to feel as though the pattern existed long before Judas himself arrived, as though his life stepped into something already moving. This does not remove the seriousness of the moment, but it reframes the way we think about it. Perhaps Judas was not merely a random man making an isolated mistake. Perhaps he was part of a much larger story already unfolding. By Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr.